From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The global terrorism threat is becoming increasingly decentralized, with groups such as Islamic State, known as ISIL as well, spreading tentacles into regions including Southeast Asia, Russia's North Caucasus, and Africa. U.S. State Department has released its annual report on terrorism. Here is Acting Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Justin Sabrell.
The international community made important progress in degrading terrorist safe havens, in particular a sizable reduction in the amount of territory held by the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, in Iraq and Syria, as well as the finances and foreign terrorist fighters available to it. At the same time, however, instability in key regions of the world, along with weak or non-existent governance, sectarian conflict, and porous borders, continue to provide terrorist groups like ISIL the opportunity to extend their reach, terrorize civilians, and attract and mobilize new recruits.
Sabrell says 92 countries had terror attacks in 2015, but the concentration of the attacks was geographic, like it has been in recent years. Officials in Somalia say security forces have killed the gunman who attacked a popular Mogadishu hotel, bringing the death toll from the assault to 24. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claim responsibility. Al-Shabaab has carried out similar assaults on hotels in the past. U.S., European, and Arab diplomats meeting in Paris today are hoping to find enough common ground to revive the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Washington's response to the French effort has been tepid, with Secretary of State John Kerry agreeing to attend simply to listen to ideas proposed by France and others. There's a small opening for peace, with Israel's defense minister saying he supports two states. This is VOA News. United Nations appealing to the international community to come to the aid of millions of civilians in war-torn Yemen who are struggling to survive as humanitarian conditions in the country continue to get worse. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
UN coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, calls Yemen an invisible crisis, a war waged in the shadows of the war being fought in nearby Syria.
The scale of the emergency is tremendous. The scale of the needs is massive.
McGoldrick says it appears as though the fighting in Yemen has gone down since UN-mediated peace negotiations started a few weeks ago. Nevertheless, he says, conditions continue to deteriorate because people have to contend with the country's shattered infrastructure and broken economy. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
German lawmakers have voted overwhelmingly to recognize the World War I-era killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed between 1915 and 1917, and many scholars have viewed the event as the 20th century's first genocide. Armenia has long sought international recognition of the event as genocide, while Turkey has acknowledged that hundreds of thousands of Armenians died but has denied that their killings amounted to genocide. Presumptive Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump reacted strongly to a foreign policy speech in San Diego, California, by Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton, in which she attacked Trump, saying he is temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
This is a man who said that more countries should have nuclear weapons, including Saudi Arabia. This is someone who has threatened to abandon our allies in NATO, the countries that work with us to root out terrorists abroad before they strike us at home. He believes we can treat the U.S. economy like one of his casinos and default on our debts to the rest of the world, which would cause an economic catastrophe far worse than anything we experienced in 2008.
Speaking in San Jose, California, Trump said his temperament is tougher than Clinton's, and he called her a liar and a crook and said she made up his foreign policy. U.S. government has announced a near-total ban on domestic sales of elephant ivory, a move intended to protect the endangered animal. The African elephant population in the wild, approximately 470,000, down from an estimated 5 million in the early 20th century.
That's the latest world news from VOA.